If you've recovered from COVID-19 or unknowingly been exposed to it, you may have antibodies that could help COVID-19 patients. Donate blood and receive testing for COVID-19 antibodies. Visit Vitalant.org today.
This is Podco Media Networks.
It's the Innovation Podcast with Mark Reed Edwards and Garnett Harriman. Let's start the show.
Hey, Garnett, are you all settled in California now?
I am. I am 3 blocks from several beaches in gorgeous downtown Laguna Beach.
So you've gotten your Speedo out and you're on the beach right now?
I do. You know what Australians call a Speedo? A budgie, what is it? A budgie hider? A budgie sling? Something like this.
Yeah, you would know better than me. But hey.
Mostly on the budgie.
We've had some illustrious guests on our show, and we have another hugely impressive person on with us, an old buddy of yours, and I'm going to let you take it away and introduce Mark Friedler.
Great. Hey, Mark, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thanks, guys. Pleasure to be here.
So just a 60 seconds, you know, Mark's going to cover a number of questions, and his responses will give you a good sense of like how incredibly diverse and successful his experiences have been. But I'm just going to give you my like high level take on what I know and what I like about Mark. Mark and I have known each other since roughly 1996, Web 1.0. By the time I fell into my accidental entrepreneurship career, Mark was already like established in the burgeoning New York Silicon Valley scene as a successful entrepreneur with his first company, GigX, VCast and GigX, which we'll talk about later. And I remember coming out of business school and reading about that company and what they were doing and how cool it was. And just the tagline, you know, the fact that I can recite the tagline all these years later tells you what a branding and a marketing genius Mark Friedler is. His tagline was the FedEx of the internet, which back then was like astonishingly, you know, I guess ambitious on the one hand, but also just really, really good brand communications. I mean, you'd have to crawl out from under a rock in 1996 and not know what FedEx was and then be able to kind of apply it. So anyway, so Mark is a serial entrepreneur, a dad, a mentor, an advisor, a big social and economic thinker, a survivor. I could go on and on, but I'm just going to let Mark take that, you know, as we go through these questions. Hey, Mark, thanks for being here.
Hey, thank you. Flattered with your characterization. Yeah, so funny story about the FedEx of the internet. It's even funnier than that because my co-founder and I were like, hey, FedEx uses Arial Bold, the most common font in the world. So guess what? We're going to use Arial Bold. So we were GigX, same thing, blue and orange. Gig being a gigabyte, which at the time was a lot of data, not so much today.
A lot of data.
But yeah, so we're like, hey, we're just going to use the same font. And then we got some pushback from our lawyers about it. So we changed from blue and orange to blue and red. And then we did Arial Bold Italic. That was our one concession. Hey, we went italic.
There you go.
A different future starts with you. That's why GoDaddy does more than help you find a name. You can create, sell, and get found online, so any small business could be a driving force to create change or build an empire. We know old ideas aren't cutting it anymore, so we're calling for a new generation of thinking, your way of thinking. So whatever you have in mind that will help make a different future, find everything you need to get started at GoDaddy.com. Because the future isn't decided yet. It's up to us to make it happen. Start different at GoDaddy.com.
If you've recovered from COVID-19 or unknowingly been exposed to it, you may have antibodies that could help COVID-19 patients. Donate blood and receive testing for COVID-19 antibodies. Visit Vitalant.org today.
By the way, you know, you could get away with the blue and the gold potentially just calling it like, you know, Knickerbocker colors or like Empire State colors or something like that because it was a New York company, unlike FedEx, right?
Yeah. No.
So let's jump into the questions. We have a lot to cover, and I know there's going to be a lot of cool anecdotes and a lot of history and a lot of culture and a lot of economics that come into this. So let's just jump right in. Mark, you were an early internet founder, Web 1.0 founder in New York, as I said, at the birth of Silicon Valley, which is you know, now a thing and now having like a kind of a moment. New York money and New York companies are doing pretty well for themselves. With VCast and with GigX. Tell us a little bit more about your, I don't know, early learnings and what it's like to be a pioneer in a new tech market, a new startup hub.
Yeah. So 1994, I just returned from Europe, and you know, we'll touch on that later. I did some crazy stuff over there. I'd just gotten home and I got introduced to a company in New York called Reach Networks. It was an early provider of basically cloud systems. So it was cloud before cloud, and they did outsourced networks for big corporate entities like the Wall Street Journal and PricewaterhouseCoopers and all these sorts of companies. So I came on there as head of biz dev and sales. And one of the founders was a really sharp Swiss engineer who just continued to just innovate, you know, at the company. Hey, let's try this, let's try that. So long story short, we had clients that would log on to this system. It was basically a Windows-based information vending machine, right? So remember, this is 1994, a couple of years before the web. And so we had a Windows client. People would log in and get content off of the Windows client. But the issue was you had to log in to go look for stuff. And he came up with an idea about what would happen when relevant stuff showed up. What if we just delivered it to you? What if we just pushed it to you, was his term. So long story short, he created a news ticker that would grab all the data feeds we're bringing in and start delivering news to our clients. So we tried this as kind of a feature within what we were doing, and our clients loved it. And we're like, wow, we can take this and let's break it out as a separate product. So we created something called VCast. And the thinking behind that was ultimately, we're going to deliver video on it. But, you know, we started out just delivering news and content. And our focus was business to business. But you remember Internet 1.0, there was something called Pointcast.
Yeah.
And Pointcast was a product that just took over your screensaver and started pushing, you know, images and news and stuff. And it was fun. And, you know, office people liked it, but IT people hated it because it would crash their networks. You know, there wasn't a whole lot of bandwidth at the time. So, you know, it was kind of problematic. But we did something different. It was just B2B focused. And we spun that out into a separate company. We actually, the New York Times was an early beta client of ours, CMP Media. So we were the first people doing push delivery, which became a big thing. There was a company out here in California called Marimba that, you know, went public. And
oh, I remember them.
Right. They got a whole bunch of stuff, but it was our technology. We got a patent on it. You know, I could just go on and on forever about why getting patents on software is a waste of time and money, but I won't. Just take my word for it. So that's how we got started. And then we were delivering all this stuff. We were delivering video. And then we're like, well, you know, what's really hard to deliver? You know, what's a big file? You know, what's hard in what we do? And we didn't think it was that hard to deliver news feeds. We're like, you know, what's big out there are, we looked around, the thing we kept running into were these video games.
And a lot of video game publishers are making free PC demos. So we went out and we tested it out and it worked pretty well. And then I got a call from a company that was about to do a new game and they wanted me to come down to North Carolina and meet them. And it turned out it was Tom Clancy's new video game company that hadn't yet been announced.
Cool.
And his first game was going to be based on his book series, Rainbow Six.
Yeah.
So they're like, hey, can you handle the demos and can you do the downloads? And, you know, at the time, and actually still today, most people don't really understand about hosting and downloads. You know, 99.9% of all information sites and services out there really don't move a lot of bandwidth, right? They get requests. They're pretty static, more or less, from day to day, month to month. When you talk about large files, it's a totally different footprint. It's very spiky, and you can be exposed to huge costs in because they bill at what's called the 95th percentile. So if you're at like level one, you know, 25 days of the month, and then 5 days of the month, you go to level, you know, 11, your bill is going to be 11 times greater for that entire month because of that spiky period.
Hmm.
So that was a big problem, and GigX solved that problem on the business side. And then we solved the end user problem of how do you suck down a 500 megabyte file on a 14.4 modem? Like without us, it was impossible.
Yeah.
So we quickly got traction and kind of that's the way that worked. And we were a SaaS service. We were a cloud service. try having that conversation about a cloud service in the year 2000.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
You know, and we were 100% right. We were just, you know, too early to the market. The market wasn't ready. So, you know, that's one of my learnings. It's not about being right. It's about having the right product at the right time. Timing is so important.
So critical. Yep. Totally agreed.
Another thing, we went to these game companies. We said, look, we're going to get more demos in the hands of more people, which means you're going to sell more games. So every time someone downloads this, you're going to pay us a dollar. And they looked at us and they're like, cost per click? Yeah. You're going to make us pay every time someone clicks? That's a stupid idea. And we're like, it's a great idea because you only pay for what you use and we're going to help you sell more stuff.
Yeah.
So funny. 10 of 10 of the companies we went to said, cost per click's the stupidest idea ever. We don't want to do it. Right? So again, you know, cost per click is Google, man. That is like the business model of the century. And, you know, timing wasn't right. So those are two important lessons I learned.
Next time, we learn about his experience being a chocolate chip innovator, the value of timing, and lots more with Mark Friedler. So stay tuned.
Thanks for joining Garnett and Mark on the Innovation Podcast. Visit innovationpodcast.co to subscribe and listen to other episodes.